This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. This is installment number three of the first Great Depression and the second Great Depression. There's a quote by Kurt Vonnegut, and here it is, quote, "The Great Depression was going on so that the station and the streets teemed with homeless people, just as they do today. The newspapers were full of stories of worker layoffs and farm foreclosures and bank failures, just as they are today. All that has changed, in my opinion, is that, thanks to television, we can hide a Great Depression. We may even be hiding a Third World War." End quote. There's a section under medicine, chapter 9 of the book, Little Heathens, and it has to do with medicine and getting hurt, and children who would fall, scrape their knees, get cuts, and no one seemed to be really worried about it. You know, it's just what happened, and mommy and daddy wouldn't come running over and fawn all over the children who were hurt. The child would just go out to the barn or the corn crib and get some spider web and place the spider web filaments over those cuts or bruises or scrapes to encourage blood clotting and healing. It's pretty different from today, isn't it? And that's what they did. So people had peroxide, hydrogen peroxide. They had baking soda, and they had alum, and they had some other treatments. And I remember those. I remember those treatments from when I was a child. People had Vaseline, boric acid, mentholatum, tincture of iodine, and years later, back in the 50s, mercurochrome. Kathy, same kind of memories?
Yeah, Vincent, one of the things I was kind of interested in, she talked about a canker sore, and she said that you go out to the garden and you take some green pepper and you just chew it, but you don't swallow it. You leave the pepper in your mouth, and that helped to relieve the pain of the green pepper. But, you know, she mentioned that her grandfather would not go to the doctor, which, like you said, about his tooth, but she said they had their natural remedies, and I'm sure they were passed down from generation to generation. And, you know, Vince, the other thing I got to thinking when you mentioned the dandelions and your mom going out, you know, dandelions are considered like in the bitter family. They're bitter leaves. And it's ironic that they come up in the spring, and if people went out and ate the dandelion greens and then they made dandelion root tea, which you can do, too, with the root, it actually could act almost as a cleanse because it's good for your liver. And I just thought about how wonderful nature is when certain things come up in your garden or your yard. There, a lot of times they're come up at the right time for the right season for us to use them as medicine.
There's a section in the book also about hay. And I remember calling Captain John Reagan. I'd say, "Hey," and he'd go, he knew that I was saying, "Would you like to come on the air with us?" And hay is when we cut hay and bale hay, it's really fun for the first couple of minutes, maybe 10. And then it's dusty. It is, it's hot, it's dusty, it's itchy. It's no fun. It really is not. And that's the way it is. We cut the hay and it's hot. Then we ted the hay, mix it up so the sun dries it quickly. And then the next pass would be, we'd rake the hay. The next pass would be, we'd bale the hay. And then the next pass, we would get a front-end loader and load the hay. And it's all hot, grueling work. And after a couple of weeks of that, making hay while the sun shines, because you can't do it in the rain, it's stressful because you're under time constraints, because the weather is ever-changing, it's manipulated, and the pressure that you're under is the winter feed for the cows depends on how well you provide hay for them. So if the hay is not dried enough, it will turn moldy. The cows won't eat it. If the hay stays too long in the sun bleaches the nutrition out of the hay, and the cows won't have enough nutrition. It's a delicate, time-sensitive balance. And that's why they say, make hay while the sun shines. Their saying is, there's a time to do it, and it's a finite window. And you got to get it done. And that's really what it's like. And they address that in this book, how the hay time was a miserable time. And it was. And it still is. Kathy?
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm sure it's a lot of work. You know, Vince, there was one thing that that I did for someone years ago. She didn't have a lot of money. She was an older lady, and she was just on Social Security. And she had all these sheets, and they were, she had the fitted for the bottom, but all she had a full-size bed, so all she had were twin flats. And so she asked me, is there anything I can do? So what I did was I just added on each side of the twin sheet, I cut them, and they were all the same color. So I cut them, and I made full top sheets for her, so that she didn't have to buy a whole new set of sheets. And then if I had extra fabric, I made her like a couple pillowcases to match. But, you know, would most people even think about doing that? And one thing I do now, and I don't know why it took me all these years to think about it, but I do reinforce the corners, like where it goes on the fitted sheet, so that they don't, that all that stitching doesn't rip out. So I reinforce those when I first get them, but on the side, when I go to put the sheet on, the fitted sheet on the bed, I, at the very bottom, I take a marker and I put F on each side. And then on the other side, I put F like for the foot. I mean, even though it's the same, just so that when I go to fold them and go to make the bed, I know which side is which. Because how many times do you get them on there and go, oh, I got the, it's not long enough. I got to switch it. So it's just on the side. Nobody can ever see it but me. But I know when I go to put them on the bed that the S means that's the side. So that's just one of my things I just figured out in the last year.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting, Kathy. I never used to do this, but I do it now. So, for example, when I bring automobiles into this and mechanical things, I never used to write the amount of oil that an engine would take. Now what I do is I take a silver-colored Sharpie marker, and I clean with carburetor cleaner a surface that's near the oil fill area, and I will write like 8 QTS for 8 quarts, or 5 QTS, or 4.5 QTS, to tell me exactly how much oil I should put in there, because all the equipment has different capacities. So instead of looking it up on each one, I write it down. So I write myself notes right on the equipment, and I even write on a rototiller. I write the capacity and 15W40. That tells me that I have 15W40 diesel engine oil in our rototiller. So what I'm trying to do is make sure that we maintain equipment. I don't have to waste time trying to figure out, you know, the type of oil I put in it, the quantity of oil that I put in. And when for the tractors, what I literally do is write the miles, well, the hours, and the type of oil and the date on the oil filter, which I can see after I put the new oil filter on, so that I know when I last changed the oil. That's what I do. And that's just one way of keeping records. And you're saying something very similar with linens. And, you know, Kathy, thinking about this class today, I was thinking what my mother and grandmother did regarding sheets. And you mentioned that. And I've been thinking about this, too. Independently, we've never talked about what we're going to talk about in today's class. But my grandmother used to iron sheets. And so did my mother. Now, I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because they didn't have an electric dryer or a gas dryer in, you know, when my grandmother was raising her family with my grandfather. And the iron that she had, and I still have it, this thing was it's made out of iron, literally cast iron with a handle, and they would put the irons, she had a few of them, she'd put them on the wood stove in the kitchen, and she would heat this cast iron, which would hold the heat for a few minutes. So she'd heat up the iron on the wood stove, and then she would iron the sheets. And then when that iron got slightly cooler, she would put it back on the stove and get a different iron, iron number two, and then iron number three, and so forth. And that's a lot of work. I mean, first of all, you got to have the wood stove, you know, the kitchen stove hot enough to heat the irons. So people didn't have as much, but they sure worked pretty hard preserving and keeping and make nice what they did have. They really did. And I just, during the break, I wrote down a few things that my grandmother did not have in the 1920s. Well, 1930s. An electric vacuum cleaner. That came later. A large set of pots and pans. She had a cast iron pot for cooking pasta and chickens and, you know, things like that, and a skillet. Maybe two skillets. Maybe like an 8 and a 10-inch skillet, maybe. In cast iron. That's it. And then there was not an electric tool in the house. There wasn't an electric drill or electric saw. It was a handsaw. As my dad would say, Armstrong saw. Or an Armstrong lawnmower, which was a real R-E-E-L mower that you pushed. And it had knives on a rotating reel that would cut the grass along a stationary knife. And that was it was called a reel mower. It was not a rotary mower with an engine. They didn't have electric heat. They didn't have electric air conditioner. They didn't even have an electric window fan. And they did not have a large selection of spices. I mean, these are just a few things that they did not have. But yet their house was absolutely immaculate, neat and clean. It wasn't dusty. The windows were washed. How'd they do all that? They did it the hard way. And rugs? They took them outside and they had what was called a rug beater. No kidding. A rug beater. Which was probably the name that people associated with the first vacuum cleaner. A rug beater. But a rug beater was this, it was like a big fly swatter. A big one. Like with Mickey Mouse ears. That was rug beater.
Big news. The 2024 election could be America's last. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In The Final Battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls The Final Battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get The Final Battle in bookstores or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWS-MAX. That's 800-NEWS-MAX. Or go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com to get your free copy today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Turn, make sure you know which way the wind's blowing, and you just smack this rug and the dust comes out flying. If you want to see what they look like, just go to your favorite search engine, which should be DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo, or go to eBay and type in rug beater and you'll see them. And they'll say that they're vintage, which really means they're from the early 1900s. And that was the precursor to the vacuum cleaner. So, Somewhere at the farmhouse, I have my grandmother's manual rug beater. Now, don't y'all be throwing them away, because if you find one, we might need them to tune up some politicians someday. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, a couple other things that I wanted to bring up before we get too far, you know, into the program. You know, back then, people used like rags and old towels. They didn't buy paper towels, and everything in their Kleenex. I think most people use handkerchiefs. I remember being at my grandma's house and even at my parents' house. I think we had one box of Kleenex, but everybody had handkerchiefs, and my mom would iron them, and because they got real wrinkly. And, you know, you mentioned the thing about ironing the sheets, Vince. I think it was a different type of a cotton, because I remember the same thing. I think the cotton was, so, no matter what you did, it just was very wrinkled. My mom had, like, all the whites. Somehow she would, like, moisten them and then roll them up in a basket. And then she would spend, like, hours ironing all that stuff. But, you know, Vince, talking about the laundry, I know that most of the time we hung our clothes out, and we even had clotheslines in the basement. My mom did not use the dryer hardly at all. I think it was kind of almost in an emergency she would use it. And I know a lot of people hang them out in the winter. And it can be done. Some things don't dry all the way, but they do dry most of the way. But you can always do a drying rack or two in your house, or have a closet rod with hangers, and you can really hang a lot of stuff up, and it saves money. But, you know, Vince, I was thinking about, like, the clothing and things, and people back then, they took very good care of their clothing. I mean, if men were going to work on, go out and cut the grass or work in the garage, they put an old shirt on, or they put, like, a flannel shirt over their shirt, and a woman would wear an apron, or they would change their clothes. Because they just didn't have a lot of money. Clothes were not as affordable as they are now. They weren't even, I mean, I know a lot of people, like you said, a lot of people sewed then. So I just think that you just take good care of your clothes, especially if you buy quality clothes. And if you can, learn how to mend, learn how to darn. And, you know, my other thing that I'm sure they did back then was everybody used cloth diapers. You know, now I would say probably 98% of the people use disposables, but they're very expensive. And I'm sure they didn't have disposables back then, but even now, I don't think most women would even think about, they don't want to deal with using a cloth diaper and having to wash it.
Kathy, in the 1950s, they used to have diaper services, literally. There would be a company that would come around with like an ice cream truck almost, and they would bring you diapers that have been cleaned, and you give them the ones that you want to be cleaned. So it was like an exchange service. And that's for the ones who didn't want to wash their own. But my mother washed ours, and I'm sure her mother did the same thing. And you could save an enormous amount of money as compared to today's disposable society with, you know, just throwing away everything and just put it in the landfill and build another Mount Trashmore in the village near you, class. I mean, there's village all over the country, we have Mount Trashmores. So we're talking about getting back to basics, doing for yourself, preparing for yourself, and it's the hard way. There's no question about it. And when you talked about ironing sheets, Kathy, I remember my grandmother and mother used to have a soda bottle, a deposit soda bottle, with a sprinkler head on it. You just buy this little sprinkler head, put water in it, and sprinkle the clothes before you ironed them with water.
Big news. The 2024 election could be America's last. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In The Final Battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls The Final Battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get The Final Battle in bookstores or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com to get your free copy today.
USA News Update. The Senate Intelligence Committee held a hearing on worldwide threats with the head of the U.S. securities agencies. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified on the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
We're not able to keep tabs on every single person who comes in, certainly.
In the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic's Origins, also on the Hill, Dr. Robert Redfield, a virologist who ran the CDC during the Trump administration, joined the FBI and the Department of Energy, believing the pandemic was most likely the result result of a lab leak.
In September of 2019, three things happened in that lab. One is they deleted the sequences. It was highly irregular. Second thing they did was they changed the command and control of the lab from the civilian control to the military control. Highly unusual. And the third things they did, which I think is really telling, is they let a contractor redo the ventilation system in that laboratory.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
And we've talked about big men with little brains. And you add to that the lies that are being told at the highest levels of corporate and government organizations. Here is one, a quote from John Maynard Keynes, the Keynesian economics guy. He said this in 1927. The crash was in 1929. Quote, "We will not have any more crashes in our time," end quote. 2 years later, boom. And how long did it take? Or how long did it last? The first Great Depression? 1929 through 1945. There's another quote by a guy named Myron E. Forbes. He was the president of Pierce Arrow Motor Car Company. This was in January 1928. just before the First Great Depression. Quote, there will be no interruption of our permanent prosperity, end quote. And here's one, that was in 1928. Here's another one, there is no cause to worry, the high tide of prosperity will continue, end quote. That was Andrew W. Mellon, Secretary of the Treasury, September 1929. 1 month later, boom. Another quote by a leading economist, Irving Fisher, September 5th, 1929, about a month before the crash. Quote, there may be a recession in stock prices, but not anything in the nature of a crash. End quote. One more. And this is October 1929. This is a couple days before the crash. This crash is not going to have much effect on business. Arthur Reynolds, Chairman, Continental Illinois Bank of Chicago. What I'm saying is, this is what history says. This is what's reported in the public media. This is what happened. So people were told, it's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. It's all right. Everything's going to be fine. Just like they're saying today. Just like they're saying today. So the message that we at USA Prepares have for you is you are in charge of you. Nobody's coming. Nobody's going to help you. You're on your own. You have to take care of yourself and your family. And if you can, you can help the village. People who are nice and kind to you, and you can return the kindness to them. If you can. And here's just one more. This is James J. Davis, Secretary of Labor, June 29th, 1930. Quote, the worst is over, without a doubt, end quote. This depression, depression number one, lasted 1929 through 1945, and it included 4 or 5 or 6 years of World War II, depending on how you count, whether you're in Europe or whether you're an allied force that was fighting in Europe. Depending on where you were, it was 1939, 1940, 41, all the way through 1945. Kathy, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, you know, back on the other book that we had read about the Great Depression, A Diary, that one he talks about the lies, too. If you just go back and you start reading it, you can just really chronicle the history. It's just repeating itself. They're destroying the farms. They're destroying the economy. They're destroying, you know, they printed money back then. They confiscated the gold. They kept lying. I mean, they're doing it now. Like, oh, there's not, you know, inflation is only 4% or 5%. Well, just on the example you gave with the dog food, it was almost double. And so if you go back and look at history, it's a great teacher. And so, I mean, I think that's why we're doing this, just to really hopefully impress upon people what is really going on and to get prepared as much as you can. You know, I can't imagine then, I mean, it's probably going to last that long too, what we're going through. But I mean, let's say 15 years of what those people went through. That's a long time to not have money and to not be able to, like, buy machinery or replace anything. Think about what we're going through right now. Like, I keep thinking, if something happened and I couldn't replace it, could I do without it for 10 or 15 years? I mean, it'd be a tough life.
You know, I was talking about the collusion with several of the light bulb manufacturers in 1924. And literally, they decided that they were going to make light bulbs that lasted less than half as long. And they're going to charge more for them. And they literally formed this cartel, and they did it. And General Electric was one of the principals of this organization. They pulled it off. And then in my research, I was I was going deeper down this rabbit hole, and I found out that there are books that address this, that state unequivocally that companies, if you buy it today, a new one, let's say a new appliance, you can be absolutely certain that it will be worse in terms of quality, durability, and everything else than the one you are replacing. So the older one is better than the newer one, and the newer one won't last as long. So you are doomed to get another new one and another new one, and they will last less and less and less. And we have become accustomed to this nonsense. So even in cell phones, there's in one of these books, it addresses cell phones. So if you have a cell phone that lasted years and years and years, and you get a new one because it has more features, you find out that the battery doesn't last as long. And then you find out that Apple, when you update the software, because they tell you, you know, get the latest version of the operating system for your phone, that destroys the batteries even farther and makes you have to get a new one because the cost of the battery replacement is about what the phone is worth anyway. We have been lulled, conned, lied to this trap. And if you look back at what your grandparents and my grandparents did and our parents did, they looked for quality and durability and longevity and simplicity. Today's consumer is looking into features, more features than they can even comprehend. So if you ask someone who has a new car, wow, there's a lot of buttons on, a lot of choices you have on your dashboard. What's this button do? I don't know. How about this one? I don't know. I know people who have had cars for years, and they still don't know what the buttons do. It's so complicated, and they haven't read the manual, because that's too complicated. We have ensnared or allowed corporations to ensnare us into the complexity that we cannot handle. Literally, we cannot handle. And the proof of that is, if something breaks, you have to call a guy or a gal to come fix it. Or you throw it away and get a new one. Kathy, would you say that's true?
Yeah, Vince, you know, it really is. And I think that it really comes back to buy quality. If you can find the older items, to buy them and to just maintain them. That was one of the things that she had mentioned in the book, that they maintained everything on their cars, their tractors, their tools, appliances, anything they could. And I know some things now you can't repair them, but a lot of things back then were repairable, and there were actual service places that if you couldn't get a part or you couldn't do it yourself, you could take it there and somebody would fix the toaster or whatever, you know, was wrong. So, you know, she did talk about that. And, you know, I mean, this goes without saying, but she said that they saved everything, the containers, the jars, the tins, like they would put, like nails or whatever. I remember people having baby food jars in the workshops, and they would put all their different nuts and screws and bolts in there. But, you know, Vince, it goes back to rationing, too. I think back then, like, she talked about people, like, really carefully measured out their laundry soap, or they measured everything because everything was so expensive.
Right. And they made their own laundry soap. They literally did. And they took a bath once a week, whether they needed it or not, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and the reason was because it took maybe 10 gallons of water that had to be heated. It wasn't all that easy. It really wasn't. And you know, before the first Great Depression, if you look at the Wild West and you look at these hotels we'll call them hotels in the Wild West, that the rooms were on the second floor, and if you wanted a hot bath, the bath water had to be heated on the first floor and carried up in buckets. And so, you know, one person would take a bath in the hottest of the water, and then another guy would hop in next. And, you know, you could be the third one in the same bathwater. People wouldn't even consider that today. Use bathwater? Come on, really? That's what people did. Because bath number three in the same water would be way better than no bath at all. And so we have improved our longevity, our life expectancy, by hygiene. I believe that soap was a really, really big thing. And Kathy, you and I have talked about this. We've talked about soap and the necessity of soap, because if you are dirty and you cut yourself and you've got grimy hands like a farmer would, like I do, and you don't wash your hands and you get cut, you can get an infection and you can get really seriously ill from that, or worse. So soap is a very, very big deal. And you might want to consider having some on hand. And you gave me a heads up, Kathy, on some soap. And it was at Menards, and it was, I believe, 16 bars for $5.99. And I bought 10 packages of it. And it is absolutely fabulous. And so I checked out the burn rate of that soap. And it's somewhere around 4 or 5 weeks per bar. If you have a shower rack and you let the soap dry and you don't let it sit in a puddle of water, in your bathtub or on the side of the bathtub or in the fiberglass shower surrounds that many people have that have this ability to hold the water so that your soap will sit in a puddle of water and it will dissolve, within the first week. If you don't have that and you have a wire shower rack and the soap actually dries off between uses, it can last 4 or 5 weeks. So you might want to consider getting some extra soap. It's inexpensive when it's on sale, and it could be a lifesaver. We use it all the time here at the farmhouse, and frankly, I don't want to run out of it. It's one of those things that I think people don't think about that they absolutely positively need. And it's hard to make it. I mean, you can make it. You can need some fat, and you need some lye, and it's going to take some time, and it might take you a whole day in time to make 10 bars of soap. And right now you can get it inexpensively. And Kathy, what are your thoughts about that, having extra soap on hand?
Oh, I have a ton. I actually have a stack. But I just buy it when I see great sales. I just do.
Yeah.
Big news. The 2024 election could be America's last. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In The Final Battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls The Final Battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get The Final Battle in bookstores or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com to get your free copy today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, we're talking about depression number one and depression number two. And it was a very, very rough time. Kathy, I want to thank you. I just was notified that a package arrived and it has your return address on it. Thank you so much. I'll be opening that up after the broadcast. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, Ben.
I was looking at some of the pictures of people back in the Great Depression. I got to tell you, I think the girls were prettier. I really do. There's a picture of Millie at age 20 in this book that we're talking about, Little Heathens, and pretty gal. And I remember seeing pictures of my mother when she was in her 20s, 30s, 40s. Same thing, very pretty. And all the people that I've seen pictures of were really pretty. Even the ones who were in the Dust Bowl. I mean, it was a brutal time where you couldn't even breathe because the dust was so great. But, and this is without the 4 hours of war paint that the ladies put on. Okay? They were just naturally pretty. Did you notice that as well?
Yeah, I did, Vince. And there was I guess some of them, the pictures, when you look at the pictures in the Great Depression, some of them looked very sad because I'm sure there was hard times for those people. You can see some looked, you know, they weren't smiling. But I agree. I looked through the pictures in the book, and they do look just like a natural beauty they had to them. And I'm sure it was a lot healthier. You know, my mother-in-law was born in 1909, and she always talked about how healthy they were on the farm because they had everything. They grew everything. And a couple things, Vince, that I think people can do is, you know, even if you can grow some herbs are extremely easy to grow, and that will save you money. And, I mean, you can do a lot with herbs. Like, I dried herbs. I had parsley up until about, 3 weeks ago. I had kind of covered it and babied it until we had the really hard cold, and I had it in the refrigerator, and then I froze some, and I actually used fresh parsley quite a bit. And so when you go to buy that stuff, it's expensive, especially like the spices. But, you know, one of the things people can do now, Vince, is I was at the store a couple weeks ago, and they had bags of chopped up kale. It was organic kale. And it was a 2-pound bag, and I think it was like $1.30. They just really wanted to get rid of it. And I bought 4 bags, and I kept one to use for cooking and eating, you know, currently. But I took the rest of them, and I put them on my dehydrator. And when I need kale, it's all going to be, it's already chopped. It's ready to go. If I need to add it to dishes, it just needs to be rehydrated. And anything with liquid, you don't even have to do anything. Just add it to that. And you might have to add a little more broth or water or whatever you're making or oil, and it will rehydrate. But there's so many things you can do. Like rehydrating is easy. If people don't want to have the space for canning and canning jars, look into dehydrating. You can dehydrate potatoes, carrots, tomatoes, greens. I mean, there's so much, onions. And so anyway, Vince, that's just, I think you just need to think about what's coming and hopefully prepare as much as you can. And I think come spring, if everybody can increase their gardens a little bit and even see what you can get. If you can't grow everything, see what you can get at the farmer's market and how can you preserve it. Can you can it, dry it, freeze it, whatever it is that you can do, or just eat a lot of it during the, you know, the summer while it's available then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, Class, I guess to cut to the chase, we advocate here at USA Prepares thinking for the long term, not the short term. So if you think you might need it in the future, you might want to consider, what does it take to get it? And is it better to grow it yourself, or is it better to just buy it when you want it right then and there? Because you may not be able to buy it right when you want it later on. There's a quote about the Great Depression. My parents survived the Great Depression and brought me up to live within my means. Save some for tomorrow. Share and don't be greedy. Work hard for the necessities in life, knowing that money does not make you better or more important than anyone else. So extravagance has been bred out of my DNA, end quote. That's not a quote from my family, but it might as well be. And I think that is an essence of how we feel at USA Prepares. Live within your means, save some for tomorrow, share, don't be greedy, work hard for the necessities in life, knowing that money does not make one better than the other, meaning one person better than another. And extravagance, I think it's a sin. I think it's a sin. Kathy, thank you so much for spending your non-replaceable time with us here at USA Prepares, teaching in the front of the classroom. I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on what you think of our Natural Farms beef jerky, your unbiased opinion. It'd be great to know. And thank you for sending that package to us. We'll see you again tomorrow.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.